A word for you from Ezekiel chapter 47 verse 9. And wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish. For this water goes there, that the waters of the sea may become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. Now, you might find this strange too, in the theme of Christmas time, but I'm looking now at the final result of the Messiah being born. Because when the Old Testament looks at the birth and predicts with many prophecies about the specifics of his birth, the virgin who will conceive, that he would be born in Bethlehem of the root of Jesse. But now it also looks in many different places, not just this one, at the result of the Messiah coming, the Son of Man and the Son of God. And here it is a fulfillment of Jesus exactly, because he is the one who said, I have come that they may have life. He also says that he who believes in him from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. That's why the baby Jesus was born. The living God, born as a human being, both Son of Man and Son of God. And it says here, wherever the river goes, every living creature, swarms of them will live, and there will be many fish wherever this river goes. In other words, bringing life. And where this water goes, even the salt water will become fresh. That is what Jesus came to do. So at this Christmas time, don't just look at the baby in the manger. Don't just look at the stable. Remember why Jesus came. It was so that we might have life, so that he would change the salt water into fresh water. There are, in dry areas of this world, even experiments in South Africa to try and change salt water into fresh. They're able to do it in a very limited way and very expensively. But the Christian, spiritually speaking, who is in tune with the Savior, in whom Jesus lives, from his innermost being will flow this living water, which causes the salt water to be fresh. UJesu uzodala ukuthi phakathi kuzodaleka umfula wamanzi, ozodaleka ukuthi amanzi wolwandle kuzojika kube amanzi amtoti.